Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records number 1265, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerke. On this week's show, we'll celebrate Dick Burnett and Frank Quinn's birthdays. We'll approach the third segment with Reckless Abandon, stop and smell some blossoms, and enjoy some pudding. Last week, October 8th, marked the birth in 1883 in Elk Spring Valley, Kentucky, of folk musician and songwriter Richard Daniel Burnett. His father died when he was just 4, and his mother when he was 12. At age 7, he was able to play the dulcimer, at 9 was playing banjo, and by 13 had learned to play fiddle and guitar. He worked hard as a logger and oil driller and was married with a child when, in 1907, he lost his sight from a gunshot wound while fighting off a mugger. He turned to music to support himself and his family, but had to travel far and wide and play in as many places as possible. He had started composing even before becoming blind, but expanded his repertoire and printed lyrics and songbooks for sale in order to increase his income. To try to set himself apart, he also added novelty gadgets that made non-musical sounds, as well as his own vocal shouts, calls, and sound effects. Traveling as a blind musician was difficult, so around 1914 he teamed up with teenager Leonard Rutherford to be his sighted traveling companion. With Burnett as his music teacher, Rutherford quickly became a professional musician, and the pair traveled by car, bus, and train, playing wherever they could, including on the radio. A general store owner in Virginia recommended them to Columbia Records in 1926, and their first session resulted in 6 sides, which sold very well, followed by another session in 1927. In 1928, they left Columbia for Jeanette, and Burnett and Rutherford played together until 1950. Leonard Rutherford died in 1954, but Dick Burnett lived to age 93, passing away on January 23, 1977. Here are Burnett and Rutherford.
Now, folks, we're going to play some good dance music. If it ain't right, get right. Get ready now. Let's go. Hot dog.
Thank you. Thank you.
The fiddle tune Blackberry Blossom has a long and convoluted history, going back to Colonel James A. Garfield, before he was president, or even general, when he used to whistle the tune. In fact, it's also known as Garfield's Blackberry Blossom. Dick Burnett recorded it on April 19, 1930 in Atlanta. I don't know where Leonard Rutherford was that day, but Burnett is accompanied on this recording by guitarist Oscar Rutledge. The label of Columbia 15567-D shows the title as Blackberry Blossoms, plural. I last played Wild and Reckless Hobo in 2016 by Jimmy Davis, but before Blackberry Blossoms you heard it by Burnett and Rutherford from Columbia 15314-D. Leonard Rutherford took the lead vocal on that November 3, 1927 recording, also made in Atlanta. And you got a taste of Burnett's sound effects as we started a little tribute to Dick Burnett with Ladies on the Steamboat from that same November 1927 session, issued on Columbia 15209-D. I'm Glenn Robison, and you and I are listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. Last week, October 11th, marked the birth in 1893 in County Longford, Ireland, of Frank Quinn, one of five children born to Patrick and Mary Ann Quinn. He learned to play fiddle in Ireland before emigrating with his family to New York City when he was 10 years old. At age 24, he was employed by the city as a police officer and played clarinet in the New York City Police Band. His concurrent recording career began May 9, 1921 with Columbia, with many of his early discs crediting him as Patrolman Frank Quinn. Over the next 15 years, he recorded about 200 sides for Victor, Vocalion, Jeanette, and the Gaelic Phonograph Company. He played the melodeon, or one-row button accordion, as well as fiddle, and sang solo and in duets. It seems his music career was recording only, with no public or radio appearances. Frank Quinn died in January of 1971. Here are three from The Singing Policeman.
We're gathered hopes, our buzz and thrills, our thrust ourselves along. Our purpose one with those who've gone, the true man's upward way. Far near old Ireland, bright old Ireland, Ireland boys array. Hearts and earnest will to do what men may dare, to keep the blaze of other days alive by hill and bay. For dear old Ireland, brave old Ireland, Ireland boys, hooray! Monsters failed the that Leinster Slains had known of far and foe. Be ours the rhyme, their magic chime, to many a rousing lay. Far, dear old Ireland, loved old Ireland, Ireland, boys, hooray. Prepare to take the true man's place whenever sounds the call. We sing the tale of Gael and Gael that cursed our father's days. For dear old Ireland, brave old Ireland, Ireland boys array.
As I went a-walking one evening in June, to view the fair fields and the meadows in bloom, I spied a young damsel, she appeared like a queen, with a costly fine robes and her mantle so green. I stood in amaze, I was struck with surprise, I thought her an angel that fell from the skies. Her eyes like the diamonds, her cheeks like the rose, she is one of the fairest that nature composed. Said I, pretty fair maid, if you'll come with me, we'll join in wedlock and married we'll be. I'll dress you in rich attire, you'll appear like a queen, with her costly fine robes and your mantle so green. She answered me, young man, you must be refused, for I'll wed no man, you must me excuse. The green hills I'll wander to shun all men's view, for the lad I love best lies in fame Waterloo. Since you are not married, tell me your lover's name. I have been in battle, I might know the same. Draw near to my garment, and there you will see. His name is embroidered on my mantle so green. On the raising of her mantle, it's there I behold his name and his surname in letters of gold. Young William O'Reilly appeared in my view. He was my chief comrade in fame Waterloo. We fought so victorious where bullets did fly, and in the field of Northern your true lover lies. We fought for 3 days to the fourth afternoon. He received his death notice on the 18th of June. And as he was dying, I heard his last cry. Will you hear, lovely Nancy, content I would die. Peace is proclaimed and the truth I declare. Here is your love's token, the gold ring I wear.
for a cotton ball, a hefty for a diesel. That's where the money goes, the puck goes a weasel. Of a needle, the fella came out and gave me a clout and puck called the weasel.
There's a fun record, Pop Goes the Weasel, on Jeanette 5567, with Quinn's frequent accompanist Ed Geffigan on piano, credited as Eddie Geffen, one of many variations of his name. That was recorded October 1, 1924, and was preceded by British Regal 78, number 1991, The Mantle So Green, recorded August 2, 1935. We started a little tribute to Frank Quinn with Ireland Boys Hurrah, made July 15, 1926, issued on Victor's Ethnic Irish series, number 79007. In the first segment, you heard about a ramblin', reckless hobo. But for this segment, we're just going to be completely reckless. Here's Bessie Smith.
Winner! stands a reckless motorman who says his age is 21. Standing by his mainline motor, saying, folks, what have I done? Is it true I've killed my brakeman? Is it true that he is done? Oh, I tried to stop my motor, but I could not stop in time. Car stacked up on him, see him raise his weary head, see his sister standing by him, crying, brother, are you dead? Sister, sister, I am dying, soon I'll be on yonder shore. Soon I'll have a home in heaven, there'll be no breaking anymore. Go and tell my youngest brother, take these words to an end, to never start the day of breaking, for his life is sure to end. Go tell my father who is Wayman, what he weighs to weigh it fair. There'll be no scales up in heaven to that meeting in the air.
No, but I'm in a hot gal, if you remember, she wears a long dress. Girl, well, she live in long need. Go downstream on Easter, let me buy this time, I'll let you buy the next. You can hear my engine puffing, mama, but you can't hear my driver's roll. I can hear that train a-rolling, keep rolling round the curve. You know that girl's got the prettiest teeth, brother, just why they can be both of them.
The Allen Brothers, Austin on tenor, banjo, and vocal, with Brother Lee on guitar and kazoo, with Reckless Night Blues, written by Lee Allen. Take 2 from a June 6, 1930 session in Memphis, Tennessee, was issued on Victor V-40303. Before that, the Carter Family and Reckless Motorman, from Decca 5722, June 8, 1938. Maybelle Carter played guitar and sang soprano. Alto vocalist Sarah Carter played guitar and auto harp. And Patriarch A.P. Carter sang bass. We started this Reckless set with Bessie Smith and her January 14, 1925 recording of Reckless Blues on Columbia 14056-D. Fred Longshaw and Jack G. wrote Reckless Blues. And accompanying Bessie in what seems to me like an unusual trio are Louis Armstrong on cornet and Frank Longshaw on organ. I'm the unusual Glenn Robison, and the show is rapidly rotating records. This and all of our previous shows are also available 24/7, on demand, anytime at all, online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com. In the first segment, you heard Blackberry Blossoms by Burnett and Rutledge. Well, here are some rapidly rotating records about some other kinds of blossoms.
Thank you. If you want to hear what the engine done, we left San Antonio at the 12:45. The engineer said to me, we got to make connection with the TNP. Now the TNP's pulling in, trying to keep up with IGN. The IGN, they're on the funk, trying to make connection with the Grand Trunk. The Grand Trunk is 4 days late, trying to keep up with the nickel plate. The nickel plate is coming round the corner, trying to make connection with the Lackawanna. The Lackawanna runs like a fountain, trying to keep up with Iron Mountain. Iron Mountain's going swell, trying to keep up with M. St. L. Old M. St. L. hops like a flea, trying to make connection with the MK&T. The MK&T, they had to wait, trying to keep up with the Golden Gate. The Golden Gate, they runs up an alley, trying to make connection with the Lehigh Valley. The Lehigh Valley shouts with the flea, trying to keep up with the P&LE. Oh, the P&LE, they run all day, trying to keep up with the Santa Fe. The Santa Fe, sure do go, trying to make connection with the B&O. Oh, the B&O runs to the sea, trying to keep up with old IC. IC spends the cash, trying to make connection with the Wabash. The Wabash is running fine, trying to keep up with the Pennsylvania line. The Pennsylvania line's in an awful mess, trying to make connection with the CNS. The CNS just barely tore, trying to keep up with the Big Four. The Big Four run through thicket, trying to keep up with the Southern Pacific. The Southern Pacific leanest way, trying to make connection with the CNA. CNA run like sin, trying to keep up with LNN. LNN just barely flew, trying to make connection with the CB&Q. And the CB&Q's going slow, trying to keep up with the TNNO. All the TNNO running fast, trying to make connection with the Ranzas Pass. And the Ranzas Pass pop and roar, trying to keep up with the old West Shore. West Shore with an awful load, trying to make connection with the Denver Road. And the Denver Road is just about to melt, trying to keep up with the Cotton Belt. And the Cotton Belt, they're behind so far, they can't keep up with the trolley car.
We started that Blossom set with the Capitolians, a Sam Lennon pseudonym, so named because they appeared at the Capitol Theater in New York City, and Orange Blossom Time from Hollywood Review of 1929. Orange Blossom Time was composed by Gus Edwards, and Irving Kaufman sang the Joe Goodwin lyrics. That was recorded by Columbia on May 24, 1929, and issued on their Harmony and Velvet Tone labels, but also as a personal record on the MGM label for use in Lowe's theaters, probably as intermission or exit music. The Capitol Theater was a movie palace located at 1645 Broadway, just north of Times Square. It opened October 24, 1919, but was acquired in 1924 by Marcus Lowe and became the flagship of the Lowe's theater chain. It closed September 16, 1968, and is now the site of the Paramount Plaza office tower. Orange Blossom Time was followed by Clover Blossom Blues. That was Husk O'Hare's Super Orchestra of Chicago on Jeanette 4921, made July 14, 1922. Clover Blossom Blues was written by Gilbert Keyes, Ernie Erdman, and Frank Menken. We finished up with Timetable Blues, recorded in Dallas, Texas, on June 27, 1929, issued on OK45373. Now, while you were enjoying listening to that record, I was busy keeping track of all the railroads mentioned in the lyrics, because apparently I have a lot of time on my hands. There are 27 railroads mentioned in that song, some of which you easily recognized, such as the Santa Fe, Wabash, Pennsylvania, and Southern Pacific Railroads. The Big Four could have referred to the Cleveland, Cincinnati, Chicago, and St. Louis Railroad, or to the four railroad tycoons, or robber barons, who funded the Central Pacific Railroad: Leland Stanford, Collis Potter Huntington, Mark Hopkins Jr., and Charles Crocker, later founder of Southern Pacific. There were 13 railroads in that song, known primarily by their initials. Some easily recognized, such as B&O for Baltimore and Ohio, and a few other rather obscure lines, such as the T and N-O, the Texas and New Orleans Railroad. I'd love to share my notes on all 27 of the railroads, but if you have questions about any of the lyrics in that song, please let me know, either as a comment on the website or by email to Glenn, with two N's, at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com. So, why play Timetable Blues in a segment about blossoms? Well, because it was sung there by Lloyd Yarbrough, who performed as Captain Apple Blossom, accompanying himself on guitar. He had four sides issued by OK from his one and only session, including the Book of Etiquette, and I'd dearly love to find a copy of that. In putting together that last segment about blossoms, I came across a record by Blossom Seeley titled Funeral Blues. It caught my eye because it's subtitled Eat Custard and You'll Never Break a Tooth. There aren't a lot, if any, vintage songs about custard, but you know what else you can eat without breaking a tooth? That's right, pudding. And here are three big helpings of musical pudding, or puddin'.
Thank you.
Andy Kirk and his 12 Clouds of Joy with Puddin'Head Serenade. They tried it on March 31, 1936 without success, but came back to the studio on April 10th with Take C, issued on Decca 1208. Before that, Puddin' Papa from the Get Happy Band in New York on September 21, 1925. The Get Happy Band was a group assembled by pianist Porter Granger. Another member of the band was trombonist Joe Tricky Sam Nanton, who would later join Duke Ellington's famous orchestra. On cornet was Thomas Morris. He was quite active in New York jazz in the mid-20s, leading a band called Thomas Morris and His Seven Hot Babies in Harlem. He appeared on about 150 recordings with the likes of Fats Waller, Sidney Bechet, Charlie Johnson's Paradise Orchestra, and Clarence Williams. We started this pudding set with some sugar pudding. That was the Memphis Jug Band on Victor 21740, made September 13, 1928, in the Memphis Auditorium. Sugar Pudding was written by Jab Jones and Will Shade. Jones played jug, and Shade played harmonica with Ben Ramey on kazoo and Charles Burse on guitar. I'm Glenn Robison on microphone and phonograph, and I'm very pleased that you've chosen to spend this past hour with me listening to rapidly rotating records. If you had half as much fun as I did, then I had twice as much fun as you. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention. Thank you.